A Vancouver man charged with sexual assault and sexual interference with a person under 16 in the groping of a 12-year-old girl at the Granville Island Public Market has pleaded guilty to the second count. However, on August 18, Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Jennifer Olton declined to sentence Derek Sangris, 42, asking for updated forensic and Indigenous background reports. She did so saying Sangris's multiple past convictions on similar charges made the case look like a revolving door of offenses and convictions. The case was adjourned to August 19 to set a date for Olton to be provided with more information. She noted the offense before her took place while Sangris was on probation for an earlier such offense. Vancouver Police Department, VPD, officers arrested Sangris on August 24, 2021. After the girl reported that she had been groped and sexually assaulted while at the market on August 13, 2021. She contacted police after VPD released information about a series of gropings that occurred around False Creek on August 17. Prosecutor Jonas Dow told Olton the child and her mother were in the food service area of the market when groping happened. The lawyer said she saw someone darting away. After police obtained footage of the area, Sangris was identified and arrested, Dow said. Olton asked Sangris if he agreed with those facts. Yes, Your Honor, he said. Dow and defense lawyer Christy Nerouter suggested to Olton a day in jail on top of an 18-month credit for the year he has been in custody since his arrest. The judge, though, balked at the joint submission, saying the repeated sexual offenses and disregard for court orders were a concern. I would like to have some insight on him to have this addressed rather than just accede to an order, Olton said. His background over 8 years doesn't give me much confidence. Dow said Sangris has similar past convictions, including breaches of probation and prohibitions. It's a terrible, terrible record, Dow said. Nerouter told the judge her client, who was adopted and lived on a reserve near Edmonton, has had issues with substance abuse and is an intergenerational victim of his biological grandparents being in residential school. She said he has had diagnoses of PTSD, depression and anxiety and may well have fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. She said he has taken numerous courses in prison in order to work on rehabilitation. He's making a real effort, she said. Olton asked Sangris if he wished to address the court. I just want to apologize for everything that has happened, he said via video link from North Fraser Pretrial Center. Much as I done so much wrong in my life, I know I can do better. I know I owe a lot of people apologies out there, he said. I still have an entire lifetime to improve myself and I'm going to do my best from now on. Janesworth at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/janeswo